Hello. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project. So we've been trolling the internet, checking out the most emailed, most blogged, most read news stories on the web. We've been watching you. And lucky you, it's time now to bring you our staff picks. We call it the most. Okay, so who's going first? I'm going to call on... I feel so in control here. I have the power of the microphone.
Well, everyone's raising their hands. Ooh, it's the cartel! Ooh!
Okay, you just made the most noise. Do you have one? You're going first.
Let Lauren
okay,
go first.
Okay, fine. Lauren,
Lauren.
All right, the most emailed story on the NewYorkTimes.com is about carving the Thanksgiving turkey. And it sort of starts off with this anecdote from this guy named Maurice Landry, who says that... He tried to carve the turkey after about 13 beers one year and ended up destroying it.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah.
I mean, really. That's not safe.
Who was drinking the beers, him or the turkey? Oh, I see what you mean. It's a little late.
It goes on to talk to a couple butchers about what not to do. And the trick, it says, is to remove the breasts and the thighs and then bone it and then lay it all flat and put it on a cutting board.
The order flies out of your head after your sixth schlitz.
But see, I thought there was supposed to be a whole art. Like, when I was growing up, the man would stand up, my dad would stand up, or my grandfather would stand up, and it was like they had some secret knowledge of how to carve a turkey that was handed down from generation to generation.
At risk of violating the men code.
Yeah, don't you know that?
It's all a lie.
It's all a lie.
It's all a chance to go in the other room and talk about a football game. Sharon, what do you have?
Well, I have the most emailed article from the Seattle Post-Intelligencer site today, which is called What Real Estate Agents Really Mean When They Say. And we all know that agents use code language in their ads to make a house sound the best that it possibly can. So cozy, of course, means the size of a closet. Convenient in transportation means 50 yards from the interstate. But what this article points out is that as the housing market gets really tight because of the fears and all brought on by the whole subprime mortgage mess, agents are really pulling out all the stops to use the most creative language they can to sell homes. And so this article offers a listing language decoder.
Wow.
For those terms you ought to think twice about, because a word like unique can mean, they say, remodeled by someone on acid. two plus bedrooms can mean the room in the basement isn't a legal bedroom. What? Well, you know.
place to chain up Boo Radley.
And one real estate agent quoted in the article says his favorite ad of all time was stinky little fixer, but it smells like money.
Wow.
So there you are.
I don't think that would make me want to buy that house, but, you know, who knows?
That was my first most. I'm
good job, Sharon, our executive producer here joining
you
us in the moment.
I have crossed the Rubicon.
You impugn the integrity of my mother-in-law and father-in-law's profession. Thank you. Thank you for offending me.
It's my turn. I'm going to talk about a whole lot of babies. Apparently, there was a couple in Florida who had Florida's first, you don't really call them a case, but the couple had sextuplets. It's a lot of babies.
They've never been sextuplets before.
Not
in Florida.
Wow. No, they're the first. It's the first family. It was a result of fertility treatments, and it worked. Most of the babies got to go home right away when they were born in September. But one little baby who weighed only 6.5 pounds
It's not that bad.
No. Oh, it seems kind of small. But what do I know?
But
I
he had to stay there for reasons. Yes.
He had to stay in the hospital. But yesterday he was released, so the whole family is reunited for Thanksgiving.
And
so
that's the
nice
most
story.
From what newspaper?
That's the most from the TampaBay.com.
So probably the Tampa Tribune. Tricia, what do you have in there?
Hey, you guys. I have one of the most emailed stories from the Star Tribune of Minneapolis-St. Paul, Minnesota. And this is for people who think Thanksgiving's only about the turkeys. It's actually also a big day. It's a big day for hunting deer and other...
Yeah.
I guess just deer. I know this because my dad, being a big deer hunter, I've spent several Thanksgivings at a remote hunting cabin listening to the sound of muffled gunfire as I carved into my turkey. So, it makes you really appreciate what you're eating.
You're on the inside.
Yeah. Yes, on the inside is key if you're in a hunting camp on Thanksgiving Day. Mm. Anyway, in Minneapolis-St. Paul, they must be quite interested in hunting because this is a story about something called quality deer management. Which is, a lot of people who deer hunt find that, they're they're bagging a lot of deer, but they're not very big. And so what they're trying to do is get people to stop shooting at every buck they see, go for the bigger ones, 150 pounds or more. So this is just a group from Minnesota that's kind of bought a lot of land, and they're getting everybody, all their neighbors, to agree to try to not shoot anything under 150 pounds, to shoot more does than bucks, et cetera, et cetera.
More does than bucks.
Yeah.
That would work out?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So
oh, I see.
Yeah.
Right, the
mm-hmm.
bucks have
yeah.
to get big.
So they're giving financial incentives for people who shoot the females instead
Got
of the
it.
Males, et cetera, et cetera.
So this is, that was the most emailed or read story at the Strib, as we call
the
Minneapolis Star Tribune. This is the most read story at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, also about deer hunting, confirms your theory, deer hunting is big. Mm-hmm. Here's how it goes. A 13-year-old boy out deer hunting with his father had his hat shot off his head, but wasn't injured, which is good for two reasons.
Why?
One, kid survived. Two, we could joke about it now. Okay, this is what I liked about the story. Deputy Chief Blaine Lowersdorf of the Dodge County Sheriff's Department, after this incident, issued what could be the three most obvious sentences I ever read in relationship to deer hunting.
Okay.
One, that was too close for comfort, said the deputy chief. Two, Lowersdorf said the incident only reinforces that hunters must make sure of their target before pulling the trigger. Thank you. Thank you. And three, if you're out there hunting deer during hunting season, make sure you're wearing something that stands out.
Indeed.
He did not add, you know, like not a deer outfit.
Like not a deer outfit. Yeah, exactly. I think we have one more from Trish McKinney.
I just wanted to jump in and say earlier I was calling home to just get more info on my quality deer management story. I try to talk to my dad. My mom's like, yeah, he's out hunting. along with my brother.
I grew up in New York.
And my two nephews. So there you go.
I just wanted
to point that out.
I grew up in New York, and so my dad called me deer, but that's about as close as I ever got.
Yeah.
Well, I never took a shot at you.
We had a lot of hunting in my neck of the woods. Okay, it's not our fault. You wrote it. You emailed it. You read it. We call it the most.